if millions of people got together collectively for good, I'm convinced that they can change things and alter things.
There's not, I mean, it's not just a belief, George. I mean, there's some good evidence for that. There is, you've probably heard about the Global Consciousness Project.
Yes.
Which is, you know, Roger Nelson's group in Princeton and around the world,
mm-hmm.
who are monitoring the so-called, you know, world mind. And they've demonstrated, certainly, that when lots of people are thinking about the same thing at the same time, just thinking about it, not necessarily wishing anything, that they create more order on random machines. There's an even more interesting example of this, which is the Maharishi effect with the TM group, and where they show when a certain percentage of the population are meditating, the crime rate goes down. And when advanced meditators are meditating about some area of the world and trying to lower the conflict, say the Middle East, that it works. So if you go by the percentage of people required to meditate in the world to make the world a better place, it's only something like about 9,000 people or 90,000 people. It's tiny. It's a tiny number of people needing to meditate to make the world a better place.
That's interesting. But the question is how or why does it work?
It works because the whole idea of intention being a force that works. I mean, when you look at many of the studies that we've looked at and that we're looking at now about human intention, you find that it is an energy in its own right. Human thought, I think, therefore I affect, that it has the ability to order random processes on computers and things like that. It has the ability to order biological systems. They found that when calmer people, more ordered personalities, so to speak, try to calm down more chaotic people, more, you know, nervous people, they have the ability to do so. That, as I say, human thought in numerous ways has this ability to improve and order. And so when you get, the studies have also shown that when you get more people together, the effect gets larger. And so it's a matter of getting all these people together and having them do the same thing at the same time.
It's almost like you're part of you call it the field, it's like a grid. It's almost like an electrical grid.
In a funny way, it is. I mean, the whole idea that more is better is interesting. I wanted to mention, George, too, on our website, we have just started a bulletin board because we've had so many people ask, can I be part of a bigger community, a field community, where we're doing things like this, you know, where we're saying, well, okay, next Thursday we're going to meditate together about, you know, lowering conflict.
Okay, so you'll do maybe some experiments through your website.
Exactly. So people who are interested just need to click on our bulletin board and post something about it. And we'll be posting information about that too, about collective experiments.
Well, the Dalai Lama did this a few weeks ago for a little prayer session. I don't know if it worked or not, but he tried.
Well, it's a fantastic thing to try. I mean, more and more people are starting to work on this and to try to do group meditations. And it's beyond now the kind of New Age hokum. It's now something that's scientifically proven to work. So it's something we should definitely start taking advantage of.